The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "And many say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The violent are taking it by force. All the prophets and the law prophesied up to the time of John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is to come. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. The Diary of St. Faustina, there's a number that you might say summarizes the thrust or the charism of the saint that we celebrate today. This is the number I'll try to summarize in my own words. St. Faustina presents a, what we say in literature, a literary contrast. One is you have individuals that are dancing and drinking and partying and living it up, improperly dressed. They're just having so much fun. And all of a sudden, they see themselves or they're taken by surprise, they fall off a cliff into hell, like that. Then the other scene is you see a mountain, very steep mountain that's going up and up, and you have individuals that are climbing up the mountain, carrying a cross, and they're falling and getting up. They're falling on sharp rocks, they're cutting themselves, they're cutting through thickets and thorns and briars and rose patches, and they are suffering a lot. But all of a sudden it's over, and there they are in heaven, and they forgot all that they suffered. That's the feast of the saint that we celebrate today. His name is San Juan de la Cruz, or in English, St. John of the Cross. There's so much that can be said about him, but I'm going to try. My forte is literature, so I'll take advantage of my literary formation to give you, in the limited time I have, give you a brief summary of the literary masterpieces of this saint. I'll mention them and I'll speak maybe 2 or 3 minutes on them, okay? Okay, the first is called The Dark Night of the Soul. Second is called The Ascent to Mount Carmel. The third is called The Spiritual Canticle. Okay, I repeat. I think any well-educated Catholic, you should know this. You should know this. Because here's the greatest mystical doctor in the Church. I repeat, The Dark Night of the Soul, The Ascent to Mount Carmel, Spiritual Canticle. Got it? Okay, let me give you a brief summary of the first. Okay, The Dark Night of the Soul, St. John of the Cross says for us to arrive at what is called the mystical marriage between the soul and Christ. Called a mystical marriage. You have to go through a certain process. And he divides it into 3 stages. The first is called the Via Purgativa, the purgative way. The second is called the Via Illuminativa, the illuminative way. The third is the via unitiva, would be the unitive way. This is classical spiritual theology that those who are interested in growing your spiritual life, you should know this. You should know this. Okay. What I'm going to do now, given that we as oblates have been formed in Ignatian spirituality, I'm going to try to make a parallel between the spiritual exercises and what I've just said. Okay, the via purgativa is a purgative way. Most of you have done the spiritual exercises. Okay, that would be the first 5 weeks of my program. And that would be the meditation on sin. We have to purge ourselves of sin. And it's a process that can be very painful. Purging ourselves of sin. And then once we have arrived at the Ignatian meditation called the Three Grades of Humility, death rather than mortal sin, death rather than venial sin, and a willingness to suffer humiliations, we're ready to enter into what is called the Via Illuminativa, or the illuminative way. And that would be my eighth week in the exercise program, where we have the luminous mysteries, where we're contemplating the face of Christ. And I like to add, contemplate the face of Christ through the eyes and the heart of Mary. Amen? Okay, then we arrive at what is called the via unitiva, the unitive way. Now, if any of you were with us this morning during the Liturgy of the Hours, there you have explained in the second reading. You have to go through a stage of a lot of suffering. There's no way around it. That's why I started out with giving you that passage from St. Faustina. You have to go through suffering. There's no way around it. But it's interesting, whether or not people believe or not, everyone has to suffer anyway, right? Even the worst pagan in the world who doesn't believe in God, he's going to suffer anyway. The fact that he's denying God is already a source of suffering, even though he's not aware of it. No? But this suffering, as John of the Cross says, is physical, but also it's interior. And you arrive at what he's going to be calling the dark night of the soul. Now, the dark night of the soul is what happens is God sees that we're ready and he sends a fire. The fire is burning away, purifying our memory, purifying our intellect, purifying our imagination, purifying our affections, purifying our heart. What can I say? It's a fire. It's a fire. And John the Cross gives us this analogy. Okay, you've got a bonfire. You got a big bonfire. And you take a piece of metal, and that metal, that big piece of metal is rusty. Okay, you place that rusty piece of metal in the fire. Okay, at first, it's a rusty piece of metal. But if you leave that rusty piece of metal in the fire for 3 hours, what's going to happen? Well, I was brought up and raised with this. We would have bonfires, burning leaves. I've seen this. No? You should know it. California has a lot of fires, right? What happens is the dross, or the rust, dross is the technical word, escoria in Spanish, the rust falls off. And the piece of iron becomes part of the fire. And you can no longer distinguish between the iron and the fire. That's the analogy that John the Cross gives. It's a great one. It's a great one. But the fire has to burn away. Has to burn away all the trash. And it's our memory has to be purified. We got a lot of trash in our memory, right? We got a lot of lousy memories. Got to get rid of them. Our intellect, as John the Cross says in the writing today that we read, God has to give us a lot of lights. So we have to pray for that. God has to give us a lot of lights. Our intellect has to be perfected. Then our imagination, she calls it la loca de la casa. The loca, the mad woman of the house. That has to be controlled. And as St. Louis de Montfort says, may Mary check our wandering imagination. I love that. May Mary check our wandering imagination. Give us concentration. Then our emotions. Our emotions are very, very, have to be purified too. And then our heart and our will has to be fired up with God's will. Okay, once you've gone through that, you go through the process of the dark night of the soul, which in my class on Friday, I spent about 4 classes explaining the dark night of the soul we have in St. Faustina. It's number 60 to 80, more or less. She goes through the dark night of the soul in the diary. Now, the dark night of the soul, I'll give you the best image I can give to you so you understand the dark night of the soul. Okay, the apostles are in the boat. Okay, imagine you're in the boat with the apostles at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be a little bit different than the image that you have in the gospel. You hear the voice of Jesus. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, but you don't see him. And Jesus says, come out of the boat. You can't see him, but you can only hear his voice. You have to get out of the boat, and you have to walk on the water, even though you don't see Jesus, but hear his voice. There you have it. So the dark night of the soul, it seems that God is hiding himself. God seems to be totally absent. But that interior voice, which is called faith, motivates us to get out of the boat and to walk on the cold water and trust that we're not going to sink. Got it? Hello? So there you have a short literary synthetic summary of the greatest mystical work in the Catholic Church. I've explained it to you in 5 minutes. I think I've explained it pretty clearly to you. Hopefully I did whet your appetite so you can start to read John the Cross. My spiritual director gave this to me when I was 19, and I devoured it. I devoured it almost overnight, and he almost had a heart attack. He said, you read that book in 24 hours? I was so interested in it, no? He said, no, you got to read the Dark Night of the Soul. You got to read it slowly because it's a very deep, it's not like reading a comic book, okay? It's reading the deepest mystical theology you have in the Catholic Church. But I think you people should read it. I think you should read it. Now, a parallel work to that, to maybe help you understand it, but it's a parallel work. There's a work written by one of the greatest Catholic priests in the country who died about 6 years ago. His name was Thomas Dubay. Some of you have heard of Thomas Dubay? Okay, his father Thomas Dubay, I think one of the greatest writers in the Catholic Church in the United States. Great writer. Good speaker, but a better writer. His greatest literary masterpiece was Fire Within. Have any of you heard that? That was his greatest. Now what was Fire Within? It was a summary of the mystical writing of John the Cross taken from a biblical perspective. So if you want to have a literary masterpiece that can accompany you in your reading The Dark Night of the Soul, Fire within Ignatius Press by St. John of the Cross is the greatest. My problem is once you start to get me to talk in literature, I'm a non-stop speaker. As they say in Spanish, es mi vicio. Okay, then there are two other works. I don't have enough time to explain them, but I'll just try to go quickly through one other. It's called The Ascent to Mount Carmel. So The Ascent to Mount Carmel, he uses an analogy saying that our spiritual life is like climbing a very, very steep mountain. Have any of you people ever done any mountain climbing? I have. In Europe as well as in New Hampshire. It's hard work. Climbing a mountain, it's hard work. Don't kid yourself. But if you have determination, you can scale the highest mountains. The highest and the most important mountain is the mountain of God. At the very end of the mountain is heaven. So let's turn to this great Saint, Saint John of the Cross, who is a patron of spiritual directors. And he would say that all of you have to have spiritual direction because we all have blind spots. We all have blind spots. We don't see ourselves as God sees us. So let's place ourselves under the wonder perfection of one of the greatest saints in the Catholic Church. And his name is the great Saint John of the Cross. Amen.